Okay, this is the Lyricast Snippet. As always, welcome back. I am Jeffrey Way, your host. This week, I want to do a continuation of last week. So, dun-dun-dun, part two. Last week, for a recap, I talked about development trends and why the technologies around these trends aren't necessarily bad, even remotely. Many of them are fantastic. But my main point was that it's important for us to be somewhat cautious, because if you're not careful, every single year you will be inundated with new ideas or new architecture styles. And every time one of these things arises, it's almost like it adds a new weight onto your shoulders. I talked about this quite a bit during my presentation at Lyricon 2015. I had this big spiel, I practiced it for hours, going through pages and pages and pages of what you have to learn to be a developer today. And when it came to the acronyms like DDD or BDD or ODD, you know, there was like two different pages just full of acronyms. Unbelievably overwhelming. Everyone feels it, but it doesn't get talked about too much. So maybe that's why I'm very sensitive to this idea. From my work at Lyricast and helping people, I'm exposed to beginners and intermediate developers and advanced developers, and everyone still feels that weight on their shoulders. So each year when inevitably these new trends arise, like I said with this year, I would call maybe event sourcing and Flux and Docker these trends, it adds more and more weight to your shoulders. Like it's adding more books onto your shoulders, preventing you from actually deploying your code or deploying that project you've been working on. And does that mean, for example, Docker is bad? Absolutely not. In fact, from what I hear, Docker is incredible. So this criticism is not meant to insult any of these technologies. Event sourcing, is event sourcing useful? In certain domains, I would think it would be incredibly useful to record and play back your events in that way. And on that note, that's why it seems like in every example I've ever read, they use this concept of a bank account. So you open an account, you deposit money, you withdraw money, you change the account owner. So when debugging and auditing are so incredibly important, to me, event sourcing seems like a perfect fit. But in other areas, in other types of web applications you might make, I would say, no, it's not. And you got to be careful about measuring whether these things make sense for you rather than just following the pack and rather than just doing whatever every single conference wants to talk about this particular year. And then next year, they're going to be on to something else. That's the way this works. Every year, they're going to be on to something else, the new thing they're into, which is cool. No problem with that, but you have to be aware of it. Now, when I released this podcast last week talking about this, a handful of people, and I knew this was going to happen, but some people will instantly hold up their guard. You know, if you say anything the least bit critical about how they approach code, their instinct isn't to consider it, it's to immediately hold up their guard and punch back in a sense. And usually they'll do this by implying that to some extent you're kind of anti-intellectual or you're anti-progress or you're anti-culture or you're anti-anything that is not exactly what you do, which is really silly when you think about it, because if you go back and listen to that podcast, basically laced throughout the entire thing was me saying, well, this didn't work for me, but you may come out differently. That's how this stuff works. You got to measure it for your own needs and for your own project rather than blindly following the pack. That was the entire point of the podcast. But people like to sort of pick and choose what they want to argue with. It has nothing to do with anti-progress. It has nothing to do with quote-unquote spreading culture, which doesn't mean anything, by the way. And it has nothing to do with being anti-intellectual. It has to do with one thing. Taking this thing you're working on and putting it out to the people. As a business owner and as a teacher, that is the biggest thing I would ever want to impress upon anyone who signs up for Lyricast. All this code and all these techniques and these patterns and these ideas and these architectures, they're fun to learn, but at the end of the day, it's all about getting this thing you're working on out to the public. So hopefully you can start making money, you can feed your family, you can quit your job, you can do whatever. That is the end goal. And everything else is just a detail. It's just a single detail that will get you there. But the problem is, we all have the ability to become so focused on the details that we forget about the actual goal. We forget to keep our eye on the prize because we're so focused on which detail, which architecture we're going to use, which event store are we going to use. Will it be active record or doctrine or this or that? We all become so focused on that, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Because here's what I promise. As you zoom out, if you think about, let's rephrase it. If you think about developers working on a team, they are very zoomed in. That's how I think of it. They're very, very focused and zoomed in on these details that are most important to them, because that's sort of their whole responsibility. But I promise you, as you zoom out, now you zoom out in terms of the business, and now you're on maybe the project manager's level, and you zoom out again, and you're on the business owner's level. The more you zoom out, the more those little details really don't matter at the end of the day. So whether I use doctrine or active record, as one example, is not going to affect whether or not my business makes money, assuming I can implement the exact same thing in the same amount of time, which that can be discussed. But you know what I mean. In general, these little decisions are not going to affect whether John Doe wants to give me $50 for my product. That is the most important thing. And the issue is that if you end up worrying about these details too much, I am not making this up. I've seen it a million times over. Not a million times. I've seen it 100 times over. But like I said, people freeze. People get locked. People get so overwhelmed by, oh, can I release this? Or I'm supposed to be using TDD. Do I have to start this all over and do it again in TDD? Or what about BDD? Or I don't know how to test my JavaScript. I need to be doing that as well. But now everyone's talking about event sourcing. So should I throw out my active record approach and start figuring out how to record these events and playing them back? Yeah, I'm going to rewrite this to do that because everyone's talking about it. It's got to be so much better. But by the time you get that implemented, it's going to be 2017, and there's going to be a new trend that's going to overwhelm you. I've seen this over and over again. So my conclusion is this. All of these technologies have their uses. My point is that it's all tough stuff. And whether you want to admit it or not, developing for the web in 2016 is excruciatingly difficult, especially if you're that guy or woman trying to launch a product on your own in your basement. That's the person I'm talking to. The person who is trying to build a thing, release the thing, and make some money. That is, I don't know, maybe that's terrible, but that's the most important thing in my mind. Your job is to feed your family and get back to your family. Every other thing here is just a detail.